No, we're not doing the Hope Sports Report again. We did that last hour. But this song is appropriate for the man that's on the line right now. Because it's reunion time this Saturday when the Kalamazoo Hornets come in to take on the Flying Dutchman. Top players from the 1980s who sparkled at the Holland Civic Center. Be back to rehash old times. And the man coordinating all this is on the other end of our line. Our good friend Glenn Van Wehren joins us. Coach, good morning. I hope you are well, sir.
Gary, thanks so much for taking my call. It's going to be a great weekend. It's so great to talk to you. It's so great to hear the Hope College music. It brings back so many great memories, and I'm so grateful for that. More memories than one could than I can ever imagine in my lifetime. So, hey, we're looking forward to it's the men's varsity basketball players that played in the 80s at Hope College. And how many players do you think varsity players played in the 80s? That's my first question for you.
I know it's
how many varsity basketball players?
I know it's over 100. I would say about 160, 170.
No. This would be over a span of about 12 years, because if someone plays in 1989, that would bleed into that.
Okay.
But anyway, nope. 51 players.
Oh, okay.
51. Guys that played varsity basketball at Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 39 of them returning.
Mm-hmm.
We had two or three of them that we were not able to reach, but otherwise we were in contact with all of them. And 39 are coming back. They're coming from California and Florida, Nashville and Denver, and they're really, I mean, it's going to be absolutely terrific. And
now,
all over the state of Michigan, of course.
Yeah, indeed. Before we talk a little bit more, off the top of your head, have we lost any of them in terms of they're not with us anymore? Any of those players? Or all?
We have.
Okay.
We have, yeah. And that's, yeah. We've lost three really great players. Scott Bishop, who played 80s. Doug Schlaff, who played 80s, 90s rather. And then more recently, Todd Cugino, who played in the 80s.
Yeah. I don't want to put it.
Thanks for asking that question.
Right.
Come to my mind so often and had such an impact at Hope, and that's one of those things that you just remorse over and are thankful for the kind of people they were.
Yeah, I wanted to bring those guys because everybody will talk about those that are there, but the guys that aren't with us anymore, sometimes it's, you know, out of sight, out of mind, and I want to make sure that they are recognized as well.
They are never forgotten, I'll tell you that. They're wonderful, wonderful people. We're with 39 guys coming back, and they're invited to bring their families with them. We're going to have about 150 people that will be back. And this is an incredible team effort. We have Tom Renner, who's put together a great PowerPoint for all the people returning. Every player is going to have a feature by Tom, a picture that he's put together, and some action photos. Alan Babbitt has been terrific with his input and buildup of the time. Ann Baker, our ticket manager, this is no easy task for her. She's been wonderful at doing what she does. And Bill Vanderbilt has helped in the admissions office coming up with addresses. Tim Schoonveld's been terrific. Greg Mitchell's going to have a special time with everybody, all of us, Coach Mitchell. So, I mean, it's a big undertaking, and I'm so grateful that everyone has been welcoming to be a part of this and been so thankful for the work they've done. So we're really looking forward to this day, this part of winter happening at Hope College on Saturday.
Glenn Van Wehren, the former coach of the Hope Flying Dutchman, joining us on the other end of the line. And do you get a sense now that you have time to step back and time has given perspective, given the run of success not only in the 90s but also in the 2000s and before you stepped down, do you get a sense that the 80s clubs, the 80s teams sort of reset the foundation for Hope basketball's winning tradition since then?
You know, Hope has always had a great tradition in basketball. And for me, I was Coach DeVette's assistant. You know, Coach DeVette was our head basketball coach for 25 years. And so I you know, I think a tradition of Hope basketball, I think about Coach DeVette and coaches before and after. And so it's a long tradition. But I think the for me personally and for Hope College, I became the head basketball coach in 77. And we won our first championship in 80-81. You know, just sort of crescendoed into something that was way, way beyond my imagination. But Hope attracts so many great, great players. And then the 80s, of course, this group of players that were so grateful chose Hope to be a student athlete in that order. They've all graduated. They're all serving. They're all making a difference. But on the basketball court, they did some phenomenal things. You know, winning during that 10-11-year span, 7 MIAA championships. They had a run of winning 5 championships in a row. The 4 years they did not win a championship, our teams finished in 2nd place. I mean, that was a great start, I think, to what happened after that. We just continued to mushroom that into people just expecting Hope to be competing on a national level, which was happening beforehand, too, with Coach DeVette. So for me as a coach and for Hope College and the Holland community, which has been such a big part of all of this, we're very grateful that we were able to be as good as we were and for people to graduate and to serve and be a part of this incredible sport of basketball with student athletes that love playing sport, but are students first and graduate and move on.
One final thing, Coach Glenn Van Wieren, heading back to the Holland area for Saturday's 80s reunion of the Flying Dutchman as part of the winter happening at Hope College. I sort of joked with this with Coach Greg Mitchell yesterday when I chatted with him.
Okay.
And old buddy's going to.
He's one of my best recruits ever. I mean, he is just an awesome, awesome person. We've had so many great kids, players, student athletes, and Coach Mitchell's one of them. He is absolutely outstanding.
I was joking with him because the fact that all of his old teammates going to come in and give him a little, and you as well, give him extra scrutiny about his coaching acumen.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And these guys, you know, they all know each other. And as a coach for myself, once these guys leave after playing 4 years and graduating and moving on and being with them, being a part of their lives, you know, you just don't forget about these guys. I mean, you stay in touch with them, you talk them, you follow them as they coach and teach and all the things they do. And you just, for them to be coming back, it's really a terrific thing, really a terrific thing. And, you know, they're going to be such a great number coming back, the Beckmans and the Bensons and the Schulings and the Hirts and the Henrys and the Holstegs and the Clunders, the 3 Clunder brothers, and Tom Livingston coming from California, and Coach Mitchell and House Representative in Michigan, John Molinar and the Skimmerhorns. And, I mean, the list just goes on and on. Van Aaron Dunks and Van Leer and Bill Vanderbilt and Bart Verhulst of Nashville. And I mean, the list is long of the guys that are coming back, and Saturday can't come soon enough. Can't come soon enough for me, Gary.
Yep.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Glenn Van Wieren, have a safe trip up here to Holland. I know that you'll be rehashing a lot of things with a lot of good people, and look forward to talking with you again soon. Thank you, sir.
Hey, as always, go Hope. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Glenn Van Wieren, the head coach, the former head coach of the Hope Flying Dutchman. It is reunion time on Saturday for the 1980s Hope College Flying Dutchman team, as the Flying Dutchman will be hosting the Kalamazoo Hornets. Maybe Coach Van Wieren will have a chance to chat with Mike and Casey on the broadcast on 92.7 The Van at 2:40 p.m.